Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Matilda and Eve with your 8am Zedlines.
In local news, Gold Coast Councillor Brooke Patterson found to have breached code of conduct again. These allegations that Gold Coast Councillor Brooke Patterson caused distress to senior council staff have been substantiated by an independent investigation. Dr. Patterson has apologised over some of the allegations, but has defended others. The councillor has been ordered to undertake communication training at her own expense.
Queensland teachers are preparing to strike over pay negotiations. Queensland teachers are preparing to go on strike next Wednesday for the first time in 16 years in what their union has characterised as a last-ditch attempt to secure fair pay deal. The strike will impact more than 500,000 students, although all parents have been promised that no child will be left unsupervised.
In national news, NAPLAN results are again showing that 1 in 3 students are not meeting the national literacy and numeracy expected levels. The results show that 10% of students are so far behind that additional support is needed to catch up to their peers. Despite significant investment in the school funding system, we've seen declines in student achievements, said the education analyst for the Centre of Independent Studies, Glenn Fahey.
1/4 of employers are now classifying over 50s as older, as new data is revealing that ageism is growing in Australia. A new report produced by the Australian Human Rights Commission and the Australian Human Resources Institute found that almost one quarter of HR professionals are now classifying 51 to 55 as older. Only 2 years ago, 10% of recruiters took that view. This means that many employers are now sidelining experienced professionals because of their age. Bob Epps, a 63-year-old, was unexpectedly made redundant in his mid-50s, and even after applying for over 100 jobs in C-suite roles, he didn't even get one interview. In international news, British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer has announced that the United Kingdom will recognise a Palestinian state as early as September this year. The official statement made on Tuesday calls for progression to end the war in Gaza, just 1 week after French President Emmanuel Macron pledged the recognition of Palestine as a state. A statement released by Downing Street expressed overwhelming concern for the Israeli hostages and the people of Gaza, while demanding an immediate ceasefire to stop the slaughter and allow UN to send humanitarian assistance. While Australia has confirmed its commitment to a two-state solution, Sir Keir's announcement has provided a strong timeline for the Israeli government to act.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with a possible shower. It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Paint still washes off.